Hi, Mike. This is Sam Martin down in our Clive office. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty
Yeah, congratulations on your big
Until he
win.
handed me that receipt, I'm like, I'm not believing it until I get to Oh.
Oh man, so what was going through your head when you realized you were the top prize winner?
Oh wow, that's a top prize even, huh?
Yeah.
I was sitting in, I'm a truck driver,
Okay.
sitting down in Tulsa, Oklahoma, scratching it off, waiting for trucks to it so I could leave for my drop. And I scratched it, and the first thing I unscratched was a 12. And I was like, eh, I just won $12 or whatever, and finished cleaning it up a little bit. And I'm like, oh, that says 12,000. Does that number say 3131 again? Oh, man. It was crazy. I called my wife, or my fiance, and was telling her, and she's like, send me a picture. And so I sent her a picture, and she's like, she asked me like five or six times on my way home, have the numbers changed?
That's awesome. What's your fiance's name?
Tiffany.
Tiffany. Is that TiffAnY? Okay. And do you go by Mike or Michael?
I go by Mike, yeah.
Okay, perfect.
So.
Awesome. So, what was kind of Tiffany's reaction? Did you talk about what you're going to do with the money or?
Oh, yeah, actually, because I had screwed up and not paid our car insurance in time before the last ice storm that hit up in Lincoln when she was working, we ended up having to pay over $6,000 to get her car fixed and rent a car and everything else like that. And I said, well, hey, I don't have to feel guilty no more. Here you go, babe.
You redeemed yourself.
Oh, yes. She goes, not only do you redeem yourself for that, but she goes, but all my birthdays and stuff like that you've missed. She goes, oh yeah, you're good now.
You've got a clean slate to work on now.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. So, why did you choose Neon Green? What kind of drew you to that game in particular?
Well, I played it at a few different stores up until that point, and every time I'd won, whether it be $2, $5, whatever. But just before that, I'd won $30 on one ticket and $10 on another. I spent another 20, it's like I'll spend $20 a time each time or whatever. And the very next time I bought tickets, I didn't win anything, and I was like, nah, I'm probably not going to play anymore. And then I was at the truck stop getting ready to go down to Tulsa. And I was like, you know what, just for giggles, I'm going to go ahead and buy some more. And I bought the Silver Sevens and the Neon Greens, and I won.
Have you ever won anything like this before? What's your biggest prize before this one?
My biggest prize before this one was actually playing Keno, and that was like $150.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
Okay.
so yeah, I'm like totally like
Oh, wow.
freaking
Okay. Yeah, that's great. So, are you planning to continue playing? Are you going to stick with Neon Green or switch it up a little bit?
Oh, I'll probably switch it up if I didn't play any for a little. I'm probably not going to play for a little while. I'm going to take care of some bills
Sure.
and all that good stuff, so.
That's
Oh.
great. So that made your trip to Tulsa
Paid off really good.
pretty smooth ride,
Yeah,
huh?
400-mile trip. Normally I get paid by the mile, and I got paid really, 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 really good this time.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. Have you told anybody else about your win?
I actually waited to tell anybody. Just before you called, I sent my mom a text message and showed her the receipt
Yeah.
for the 12,000, and she's like, "I haven't. My phone just went off my pocket, so I know she just texted me back."
This is breaking news right here.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, that's awesome. Well, I just want to congratulate you and really happy for you and enjoy your winnings.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Yep, have a good day.
You too.